So auscultation, one of the true arts of veterinary medicine, and I think one that you should aspire to excel at as an emergency clinician. And the way that I do it is I divide the chest up into cranial, middle and caudal, and dorsal, middle and ventral, and I auscult each area. The lung sound should be louder in the cranioventral portion of the chest, and they should also be symmetrical from left to right, apart from where the heart sounds on the left cranial might overshadow the lung sounds. And one tip for when you're listening to sounds in the chest, ignore the heart when you're listening to the lungs, and ignore the lungs when you're listening to the heart. Try and separate the auscultations in your mind. Now, if the animal then is taking deeper breaths than normal, then we should hear louder lung sounds. Your job, though, is to work out, are the lung sounds the correct volume for the tidal volume and the effort? An animal that's tachypneic from pain or stress or exercise should have louder lung sounds than at rest.